From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno, in a written statement released on Friday, said that the government has allotted 3.7 trillion rupiah, or $259 million, in grants for development of the tourism sector in West Nusa Tenggara province. He also said the ministry will always increase its attention, particularly to the Mandalika Special Economic Zone in West Nusa Tenggara, through tourism grants worth 3.7 trillion rupiah. In addition to the Special Economic Zone Mandalika, the ministry will strive to provide tourism grants for development of the Rinjani Geopark as a top tourist destination in Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara. The ministry commended the development of tourism in East Lombok that integrated nature, culture, and creative economy by empowering women in each aspect of economic development. President Director of the State-Run Airport Operator Angkasa Pura AP2, Muhammad Awaluddin, in a press statement on Friday, stated flight frequencies at Indonesia's airport plunked by 90% after the ban on Mudik or Idul Fitri exodus on May 6 to 17. As quoted by Taranus Agency, he also said the first day of the imposition of the Mudik ban on May 6 has run optimally at airports under the AP2 management. Flight traffic at the AP2 airports, including the largest Soekarno-Hatta airport, declined by 90% as compared to the previous days. The AP2 president director remarked that some airlines confirmed to not be operating flights on May 17, and airports under the AP2 management had only accommodated people with urgent need for travel. Awaluddin further said passengers that had already bought tickets for those days would be offered options by the airlines in the form of ticket refund, rescheduling, and rebooking or rerouting. PT Telkom claimed that internet services were gradually made available for the Papua Provincial Administration, Police and Military Institution in Jayapura as it continues to repair its undersea cables broken since April 30, 2021. Head of the PT Telkom Papua office, Sugeng Widodo, in a statement that Antara quoted on Friday, noted PT Telkom is also attempting to restore internet connectivity in the Jayapura City Administration. It also prioritizes the repair work for hospitals. Widodo attributed natural factors as the chief reasons behind the breakage in this state-owned telecommunication enterprise undersea cables that disrupted internet connectivity and telecommunication services in several parts of Papua province. He also stated as efforts are ongoing to fix the problem, people in the affected areas are able to communicate solely, though voice and message service, but this temporary condition did not trigger panic among the public. A top police officer confirmed that no Indian nationals had entered North Sumatra province through the Kuala Namu International Airport in Deli Serdang district, as India is observing a major spike in COVID-19 cases. As quoted by Taranus Agency on Friday, North Sumatra Police Chief Inspector General R.Z. Panchaputra Simanjuntak made the statement after paying an impromptu visit to the airport located on the outskirts of Medan City on Wednesday. On that day, some 150 passengers aboard Malindo Air that departed from Malaysia arrived at the Kuala Namu International Airport, along with his counterpart, Commander of the 1st Bukit Barisan Regional Military Command, Major General Hasanuddin Simanjuntak, checked the passengers that had recently arrived. He said all of them are Indonesian citizens. The passengers are seen implementing health protocols, adding that they were obliged to present their COVID-19 free health certificates and to get quarantined. Let's move on to the international news. The World Health Organization hopes the Olympics can go ahead in Japan this summer, its emergency chief said on Friday, saying many of the decisions on the formats of the Games can only be made last minute due to involving risk from the COVID-19 pandemic. Japan on Friday extended a state emergency in Tokyo and three other areas until the end of May to stem a surge in coronavirus cases, but Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga reiterated that it was still possible to host the Tokyo Olympics this summer. Extending the state of emergency to May 31st from May 11th will leave a margin of less than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Games, which were postponed last year. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Friday he expected to be able to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin soon, and the White House said ongoing differences between the United States and Russia would not need to be resolved in advance of a summit. Biden told reporters at the White House he wanted to meet Putin despite Russia's buildup of military forces near Ukraine. The United States has said it supports Ukraine amid what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken this week called Moscow's reckless troop buildup. Biden and his advisor would like to add a summit with Putin in a third country, while the U.S. president is in Europe in mid-June for a Group 7 meeting in Britain and talks with NATO allies in Brussels. The World Health Organization, WHO, has granted emergency approval for the COVID-19 vaccine made by Chinese company Sinopharm. As quoted by BBC.com, it is the first vaccine developed by a non-Western country to get WHO backing. The vaccine has already been given to millions of people in China and elsewhere. The WHO had previously only approved the vaccine made by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. But individual health regulators in various countries, especially poorer ones in Africa, Latin America and Asia, have approved Chinese tabs for emergency use. With little data released internationally early on, the effectiveness of the various Chinese vaccine has long been uncertain. The WHO on Friday said it had validated the safety, efficacy and quality of the Sinopharm jab. That was the news. First news comes from Malang East Java. Students of Disaster Preparedness Volunteer Team, University of Muhammadiyah Malang, helped to handle psychosocial problems for flood victims in East Nusa Tenggara. Chairman of the team, Rindya Ferry Indrawan, in a statement received in Malang last Wednesday, said that while giving psychosocial treatment in the province, they visited two locations, namely Kera Island and South Central Timor District. Apart from psychosocial treatment, the team of volunteers also distributed hygiene kits for donation raised by the students. Next news comes from Buleleng, Bali. Ganesha University of Education Undiksa students team Singaraja, Buleleng Regency, Bali, won 6 medals at the 2021 International Intellectual Property, Invention, Innovation and Technology Exposition, or IPTEX, event in Bangkok, Thailand. The committee made the announcement on May 3rd. Undiksa Vice Rector for Students, Alumni and the Public Relation, Professor Iwayan Swastra in Singaraja last Wednesday said that Undiksa continued to strive to increase the number of entrepreneurial students, and this has also become the Chancellor's works contract with the Ministry of Education. Last news comes from Palembang, South Sumatra. Radio Republik Indonesia presented the World Lifetime Achievement Award to an international Quran reciter, Muammar Zainal Ashikin, for his dedication to the world of Quran recitations for decades. The award was given at the closing of the 51st National Quran Recitations Week of Radio Republik Indonesia, held in Palembang on Tuesday. Director of Service and Business Development LPP RRI Anhar Ahmad said Muammar ZA, as a national and international reciter, has become a role model and charismatic figure who loves and broadcasts the Quran. On that occasion, Muammar ZA said he was proud and grateful for the award. Muammar ZA, who is now 66 years old, won the first recitation competition in 1961. Since the 1980s, he has won various recitations competition at national and international levels.
On May 8, 1945, the Second World War ends in Europe. On May 8, 1945, in Berlin, Karlshorst, the combat commander Wilhelm Keitel signed a letter of capitulation unconditionally. When Hitler was found dead and the World War II in Europe ended, the Nazis that dominated Germany and Europe were overthrown. But after that, the Cold War broke out, and then it lasted more than 40 years. Also on May 8 is commemoration of World Red Cross Day. May 8, 1948 is commemorated as the World Red Cross Day to honor the services of the founder of the World Red Cross Movement, Henri Dunant, who was also born on the same date. The commemoration of the World Red Cross Day aims at inspiring, facilitating, and also promoting all humanitarian activities carried out by the International Committee of the Red Cross and members of the national community who joined. Moreover, the memorial is also used as an opportunity to appreciate the services of volunteers and staff who are fighting to save the lives of many people. The last event on May 8 is the commemoration of World Thalassemia Day. The World Thalassemia Day is commemorated every May 8. Thalassemia is a red blood cell disorder in which red blood cells break easily. This disease is passed on by both parents and occurs from childhood. Thalassemia is not a contagious disease and it can be prevented. Thalassemia is divided into several types, namely thalassemia trait or minor and major. Thalassemia minor is only a characteristic carrier and is not dangerous like normal people. While thalassemia major is a type of thalassemia that shows symptoms of anemia, liver enlargement, and spleen, which is dangerous and requires a lifelong blood transfusion. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto reiterated that micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs are an important pillars in the Indonesian economy. He said this in a virtual event, Leader Executive and Entrepreneur Program, held by Industry and Business Institute of Management last Wednesday. Erlangga Hartarto, citing data from the Ministry of Cooperatives and SMEs, said that currently the number of MSMEs has reached 64.2 million. Their contribution to GDP is 61.07%, with a value of around 8,500 trillion. Not to mention the ability to absorb 90% of the total workforce and collect up to 60.4% of the total investment. Sales, the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs said, support plus cooperation and collaboration in building MSMEs and appropriate technology-based industries to enter the Industrial 4.0 era need to be continuously improved. It takes the involvement of experts and business professionals to help and develop micro, small and medium enterprises during this pandemic and digital era. However, Erlangga Hartarto also reminded that the high number of MSMEs in Indonesia was also inseparable from challenges. To answer this challenge, the government has implemented the number of support programs, such as incentive assistance and financing through the National Economic Recovery Program, People's Business Credit, Proud of Made in Indonesia National Movement, Digitalization of Marketing, strengthening the Entrepreneurial Alumni Program, pre-employment cards through People's Business Credit Financing, and a long-term strategy to increase the MSMEs class through the Job Creation Law. Erlangga Hartarto highlighted another impact of the pandemic, which has pushed the shifting of consumption patterns of goods and services from offline to online. There is an increase in internet traffic, ranging from 15 to 20%. According to the minister, this is a momentum to accelerate digital transformation and potential of the Indonesian economy. The number of Indonesia's population is the fourth largest in the world, with internet users reaching 196.7 million people. He also revealed that the current performance of the retail sector has shown an increase in sales in the first quarter of 2021. Several expenditures subgroups that experienced an increase in the same period include supermarkets, restaurants, medical, households, and fashion. In addition, the Indonesian Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, data also showed the highest position of 54.6. Erlangga Hartarto hopes that the improvement in demand, both in the industry and several retail spending subgroups, can increase the enthusiasm of industry players and MSMEs to return to productivities. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Manusia biasa, tak lepas dari nafsu dan dusta. Salahku duakan cinta hingga kau terluka parah. Jahatnya aku. Terasingku di batas ini, terasa menyakitkan jiwa. Biarlah ku tebus cinta hingga matiku pun rela. Dosanya diriku, dengarlah kekasih. Rapuhnya aku tanpa dirimu. Kini kapankah berakhir? Ku mohon maafmu dari kasih putih. Basuhkan cahaya di seluruh tubuhku. Cintamu oh keajaiban. Cool.
ini terasa menyakitkan jiwa. Biarlah ku tebus cinta hingga mati ku pun rela. Dosanya diriku. Dengarlah kekasih, rapuhnya aku tanpa dirimu. Kini kapankah berakhir? Ku mohon maafmu dari kasih putih. Basuhkan cahaya di seluruh tubuh. Cintamu oh keajaiban.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, in the holy month of Ramadan is going to present you one of the traditional foods for breaking the fast from West Sumatra. Talking about culinary from West Sumatra is endless. Particularly when Ramadan comes, there are many traditional foods. One of them is Mangkuak Sayak Cake. It is called Mangkuak Sayak Cake or Ball because the mold is like a ball. While the word sayak in the Minang traditional language means coconut shell, so the Mangkuak Sayak Cake means a bowl-shaped cake in a shell. This shell functions as a container as well as a cookie cutter. Listener, the main ingredients of this traditional cake are quite simple, namely rice flour, coconut milk, brown sugar, white sugar, and spices. The making process is quite easy. All the ingredients are mixed according to the amount and then put into a coconut shell mold. This is the first process, namely making cakes with a slightly hard texture and a sticky brown color. Next, make a second layer. It is made from thick coconut milk, which covers the first cake until a lump remains on the surface. Then put the cake in the pan to steam for about 15 to 30 minutes. Listener, this traditional cake is usually sold in the morning and can be used for breakfast. Besides, this cake is often used as a culinary complement to traditional rituals. Its exotic classic appearance with a shell is not only an added value, but also direct consumption from the coconut shell. That way, will give you the sensation of the distinctive aroma of the coconut shell. This is because when the cake is steamed, the distinctive aroma of the shell will evaporate to affect the aroma of the cake dough, and it will be more attractive and delicious when eaten directly. The center of the cake is brown, which is soft when it is spooned, mixed with the white rim of the cake with a soft savory taste that melts immediately without chewing it. Although the Mangkuak Saya cake comes from West Sumatra, the cake sold 1,000 rupiah per cake is not always available in all markets in West Sumatra. Some areas that produce this cake are Padang and Pariaman cities. If anyone will wrap this cake, the cake will be removed from the shelf. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Hold on,
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is a country rich in diversity, including in religions. Although Islam is embraced by the majority of Indonesia's population, the government does not necessarily ignore other believers. One of the innovations that has just been launched by the government is the Sindu and E-Pasraman services, which are specifically intended for Hindu believers. Sindu is the first step towards integrated data management of the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. Moreover, the launch of Sindu is adjacent to the Hindus' New Year, Waisakha 1941, which is celebrated as Nyepi Day, so that the presence of Sindu is increasingly meaningful. The service is very necessary for Hindus in Indonesia, therefore data on the field continues to grow. Later, Sindu will summarize the data of guidance for Hindu communities employees both at the central and regional levels, data on worship places, the people, religious institutions, extension agents, dharmagita, priests, early childhood education, religious education for elementary up to university students. Besides Sindu, there is also E-Pasraman service. It is an application made by Kemenkes community of the Niti Sastra Foundation in collaboration with the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. In E-Pasraman, there are all data about the number of Pasraman or special education institutions in the field of Hinduism, how many Hindu religious figures, where they are, how many Hindus, and how many temples they have. This data is always updated. With E-Pasraman, Indonesian Hindus will be easy to find information on religious education or worship places in certain areas. Hopefully, with the launch of Sindu and E-Pasraman, Indonesia can become a role model for other Hindus in the world. That was Miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Sofri Adela. See you next time.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Forhindran Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Petir, to be sung by M. Rivani. This song, created by Sariwono, tells the story of the loyalty that was betrayed. Heavy rain, strong wind, and roar of thunder did not stop him from fulfilling his promise to meet his lover. But what happened, the lover had the heart to leave him. Listener, here is M. Rivani with the keroncong song entitled Petir. Happy listening.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.